Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Let's get right into the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an open face, behold as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. People, it is a spiritual walk. We are spiritual beings. While we're on this earth, yes, we have a spirit, a soul, and a human body. The fact remains, the body will go back to the ground. We will go to the Lord to be judged, and we pray that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And while we're down here, we walk in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, not in the spirit of this world. And then we go on in chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not faint. Everything is trying to make us faint. The sins of this world, the insanity of this world, the craziness of this world, the lawlessness, the sensuality, the evil of this world is trying to make us do one thing, throw the towel in and to faint. But we're told, seeing that we have this ministry, and what's the ministry? That we become more and more like Christ in the Spirit. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's the best thing we could do for ourselves and for our brethren, to walk in Christ each and every day, following a clean and clear conscience. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And what hides the gospel of Jesus Christ? The cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in. They're always knocking. The lusts of this world are always knocking. And how do they knock? They knock through your thoughts. Yes, guard your eyes. Your eyes will lead you to thoughts. Guard your ears. Your ears will lead you to thoughts. And the powers of darkness don't care what they use to gain those thoughts to destroy you. It's fishing bait for your soul. You know, Jesus told Peter, follow me. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. Well, Satan tries to do the same thing. And he legally can. Because God tells us, I don't want any other God other than me. This is what our God says. So Satan says, okay, we'll see. And he throws bait. He throws bait. It could be women. It could be drunkenness. It could be nervousness. It could be anxiety. It could be any type of idol worship. Anything that raises itself above the image of Jesus Christ and who he is. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world. Who's the God of this world? We know who he is. He's Satan and his little imps. Has blinded the minds of them which do not believe. Again, how's he blind your mind? We're told to renew our minds with the word of God. We're told to wash our minds with the word of God. Yes, we have to renew our minds, otherwise we are done. Because the world will be renewing our minds. The lusts of everything will be renewing our minds. The women, the covetousness, the greed, the boasting, the pride. It'll all be trying to renew our minds and blind us from the gospel of Christ, which sets us free. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Jesus, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves in Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. In other words, Paul was preaching the word of God, and it wasn't to gain members in Paul's church. It was all strictly for Jesus. When you and I wake up in the morning, we are a piece of clay reporting for duty for the sake of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, rose again, for our sins. He was the Lamb of God. He was God's Word manifested in the flesh. That's why he's part of God, because he's God's Word who had to become a man to come and die for our sins, to set us free from all the evils and wrath of God. Ultimately, what are you saved from, believer? You are saved from the wrath of God that is sending more people to hell than it is saving. Yes, more people are going to hell because people do not want to do God's will. Just because it's God's will doesn't mean it gets done. It's up to you. Are you going to choose God's will, or are you going to choose your own? Just like Jesus Christ in the garden. He had a choice three times. Let this, God the Father, can you please let this cup pass? But God the Father had to turn his back on Christ, because at that time, it was all flesh. And the flesh had to die, just like your flesh nature has to die. And what did Jesus say? Not my will, Father, but your will, Father, be done. So we have a choice. We have a role in this. Now, it's all Christ, because without Christ, we would never get a conviction. But once you do get that conviction, once that gift of the Holy Spirit, which is called the conviction, comes, you have a choice now. Now the football has been handed to you. And now you could say, whose will do I want to follow? Let me continue. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, the light to shine out of darkness, that means the kingdom of Jesus to shine out of the kingdom of Satan, all right? Darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. Yes, this knowledge and this wisdom, it is trapped in this earthen vessel. But that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In other words, this earthen vessel we're living in is always going to fight against God. The spirit and the flesh are totally contrary to one another. In other words, your human nature, the normal, beautiful, nice, kind, whatever your human nature is ultimately evil. That's why Christ said you must be reborn to even see the kingdom of God, and to be born of water and the spirit to enter in. Being born of water means you have to come through a womb. Yes, this gift is only coming through mankind. And during these last days, with cloning, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows if you're even going to see a person and know they are a person? We are entering in bizarre times. With artificial intelligence, with this wayward scientific world, we are back into the days of Noah. Put your spiritual seatbelt on. But this gift, getting back to this gift, is only given to those descendants of Adam. The gift of getting back into the tree of life. And that tree of life is Jesus Christ. But it goes to say there's going to be problems here. But we are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. And you might say, well, you know, none of this happens to me. None of this happens to me. I'm living a pretty nice life. I'll tell you what, it could happen right in your thoughts, people. It could happen in your thoughts. You could be a millionaire and everything could be fine, but you could be thought-ridden with horrible thoughts. You could be persecuted by the devil with evil thoughts. You could be distressed with anxiety and nervousness coming at your thoughts. Yes. Yes, it doesn't have to manifest itself in the flesh to actually be in a war for your soul. That's why even Jesus said, if you commit adultery in the thought realm, paraphrasing, you've already committed it. If you hate your neighbor or hate your brother in the thought realm, you've already killed them. All right? Jesus sees your heart. That's why he warns us to take every thought captive, a military term, to the obedience of Jesus Christ. If an evil thought comes, remember, don't get on some guilt trip. You don't even know if that's your thought. Okay, that thought could be a flaming missile from the enemy. And that's why you need the shield of faith. You have to put the shield up and say, no, Lord, I choose love and forgiveness over revenge. No, Lord, I choose modesty and purity over sensuality and sexuality. This is how you fight. It's a fight to the death, people, because it's a war against your soul. Remember what I just said. It's a war against your soul. And Peter tells us that Satan is out to devour people. And if you look up that devour, all right, it means one bite. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy everything about you. We're given this warning from Jesus Christ himself. This is not sign a card, say a few prayers, and everything's fine. Nothing more else can be worse than that type of mentality. This is a fight every day. This is a fight of endurance every day. This is a fight of squeezing in the narrow gate every day. And this is what it's all about. True love will have the fruit of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told, I believe it's Hebrews 5:8, that Jesus Christ learned his obedience through the things which he suffered. So there will be suffering. And it could come from any angle. It could come from your spouse. It could come from your kids. It could be generated from an evil spirit. I mean, whatever it is. We're warned, if you truly want to cease from sin, one way or another, you're going to have to suffer in the flesh. Yes, because your flesh nature might want to get revengeful. Oh, you might want to say, I want sweet revenge. Well, it's a lie, gang. Sweet revenge is a lie. It's only sweet for God, because God says vengeance is mine. You might not have to be around that person anymore. You might have to cut off from that person. You might have to separate yourself from that person, because you can't compromise and you can't tolerate certain things. So I get it. But that doesn't mean you harbor hate one single bit. That just means you're following God's laws by saying there's going to be times if I want to walk in holiness, I'm going to have to separate myself. Verse 10 of chapter 4 reads, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, just like the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, died for us, died in the flesh, we're going to have to do the same thing every day, all day long. It might not be a physical death, but just like I said, not to sound repetitive, but the God wants to get it in our brains that you're going to have to die to hatred. Your flesh wants to hate. You're going to have to die to covetousness. You're going to have to lend. Guess what? Lend. And the Lord specifically says that. Lend to people that can't even pay you back. Now, heck, you might have to put some stipulations on it. I want it back by Tuesday. Hey, I want it in the same piece I gave it to you. But have a heart of lending, all right, versus coveting everything. Sharing, giving, loving, purity, trusting in God. And not compromising. We're living in such a sinful world of tolerating sin and compromising and saying it's love. I tell you, it's out of the pit of hell. True love is following the commandments of God out of love for him and having a fear of him, which is the beginning of wisdom, and realizing you are the servant and he is the master. He calls all the shots and you just report for duty. But the only way to overcome is put up the shield of faith, fight the good fight of faith, endure to the end to be saved. Don't look back, and the Lord will protect you, guide you, and he will never leave you. And God bless you all, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.